For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Christopher Husted. Wash your hands. Isolate at home. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the World Health Organization are regularly publishing recommendations on how we can minimize the chance of catching COVID-19. But during this pandemic, how are we keeping our pets safe and healthy? KBIA's Rebecca Smith has the story of how COVID-19 is affecting veterinary care.
It all started with a sniffle.
Oh, bless you, Bibby.
Not mine, but the sniffles and sneezes of my cat, Pip. I was worried, so I called the vet to set up an appointment, and I found out that this visit was gonna be a little different.
Well, we'll have you stay in the car, and we'll do the curbside thing like we had kind of talked about, and we'll bring them in, do the exam, and she'll call you once we're finished with the exam, okay?
Perfect. You heard that right. A drive-up, hands-off vet clinic. All in an effort to reduce the chance of COVID-19 transmission for myself and for the vet staff.
Our biggest line of protection or focus is, you know, minimizing our contact with the outside public. We do all our check-ins over the phone, and then we, you know, discuss our findings over the phone, things like that.
That's Dr. Wendy Forbes. She's one of the vets at Rockbridge Animal Hospital, and obviously, full disclosure, the vet for my cats. She says while a lot has changed about the way they're delivering care, like postponing routine pet care, a lot hasn't. Vet clinics and hospitals are still open for vaccinations for diseases that could impact humans, like rabies, and for pets who need care.
We can still be there if a dog has a broken leg, or if a cat goes into renal failure, or if we see an animal with diabetic ketoacidosis.
That's Dr. Leah Cohn. She's a professor and a small animal internal medicine specialist at the University of Missouri Veterinary Health Center. She says life-sustaining care will continue to be available, and treatments like chemotherapy will be continued if they're already started. Cohn says for some procedures, though, like exploratory biopsies, it may actually be better for owners to wait until the pandemic is over to seek treatment.
It really is a case-by-case scenario to try to determine, are we better off to wait a little while, or is this something that we need intervention right now?
She says the health center is also trying to find ways to further minimize contact, including using technology like Zoom to determine if a physical visit is even needed.
They can hold up their phone or their iPad. We can watch the animal breathe, or we can watch the animal move, or we can ask the owner to lift their lip and look at the color of their gums.
She says if a physical visit to the clinic is needed, the staff's prepared. They screen owners to see if there's any chance they've been exposed to COVID-19 or even if they've tested positive. And if the risk is high, staff will use PPE, that's personal protective equipment, to handle those pets. Dogs will be given baths. Cats will be wiped down, though Cohn adds the risk to animals and really from animals for COVID-19 is relatively low.
There's not any evidence that animals can become sick from COVID-19.
Cohn says these precautions help preserve that PPE so it can be available if COVID-19 numbers get worse.
We have inventoried our PPE to be available to the human hospital. So we've inventoried not just the PPE, but things like our ventilators. So if they need them, if they tell us they're needed, we will supply them.
But for now, back at my house, Pip unfortunately continues to sneeze. He may have a respiratory infection, and no, the irony of that is not lost on me. But thanks to Dr. Forbes and our vet visit through the phone, I'm just keeping an eye on it and hoping he stays healthy. For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.